says. We have a good God. I thought as Christian was talking back there about everything that the Lord had blessed him with, he saved the best for last. He said, I don't have to die and go to heaven. Ain't that a blessing? On top of everything else that God's given us, we don't have to die without it. Thank the Lord for that. Thank God. Anybody else now got anything on your heart before we do something different? Look with me in the book of Ruth. Look with us there. Very familiar scripture. I'll give you my heart today with the help of the Lord. Glad that you're here. Can't help those that aren't here. Thank God that you're here. Love everything. Boy, I just appreciate the Lord. Ruth in chapter number 1. Verse number 16. The Bible said, and Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. Whether thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I die. There I will be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. Came to pass that when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. They said, is this Naomi? She said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law with her, which returned out of the country of Moab. They came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. Help us pray. Thank you, dear Jesus. Again, Lord, for the great day. Thank you, God, so much for already coming by and stirring and working in the hearts of your people. Thank you, Father, so much, Lord, for everything that we've already felt, God, moving, stirring down within us. I beg you, Lord, for a moment this morning you'd help us. I beg you, God, for power. I beg you, Lord, for liberty. Pray, God, you speak to us and through us. Help all of us today, Father, not to get weary. I pray, Lord, we could endure, God, for just a little while today. Hear, Lord, Father, what you'd have us hear. Ask you, Lord, that your convicting power would go out and draw. Get a hold of hearts, God, as only you can. I'm not able to restore. I'm not able to save, but thank God I'm glad that you are. I pray, Lord, please help today as only you can. In Jesus' name, amen. Very familiar scripture here in the Word of God. We heard this preached on. You've heard me preach from this. Amen. It seemed like that I just couldn't get away from it. Lord, it helped me. I want to lay the thought, amen, on your heart. Naomi is her going home. Are you going with her? Naomi is her going home. Are you going with her? Will you bear with me here for a little while, and I'll give you my heart with the help of God. We know what's going on here. We know where we are. We know how Amalek lived down in Bethlehem. Famine come up in the land. He decided he's going to get his wife and his boys and go down to Moab. And when he left, we know that he did not have intentions on staying in Moab. But one thing led to another, and he died in that ungodly place. One place in the Word of God calls Moab God's washpot. This was a nasty place and a filthy place. And so that's where Naomi was. If you'll have it this morning, I will look at Naomi for a little while as being the church, being the people of God. Amen. And I realize today, honey, there was once a time when you and I was alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, having no hope and without God in the world, if you'll have it. Brother, the Gentiles was living down in Moab. I mean, we had God in a place where we were so dirty and filthy. How could a holy God ever want to have anything to do with us? But here was Naomi one day, and somebody come running up and told her that the Lord was still visiting his people and giving them bread. And Naomi decided that day that she's going to go home. And so this morning, Naomi's are going home. Are you going to go with her? Amen. Here they was. Here was Ruth and Orpha, and lived in Moab, grew up in Moab. That's all they ever knew. Amen. Was the city of Moab. And here they started out that day, Ron Bailey are going down the street. And Naomi was headed home, and Ruth on one side, and Orpha was on the other. And while they went, I believe it was rolling over in Orpha's mind everything that she had down in Moab. And brother, I believe that she had some things down there that she could not and she would not let go of to go on with Naomi. I say that because you read on a little further, and Naomi told him to turn around and go back. And Orpha didn't put up an argument. She didn't say, I ain't a going. She hugged Naomi and kissed her and turned around and walked right back into Moab. And I believe with all my soul, she died in that place. All the care was little old Ruth, realizing, seeing there was no future and there was no help and there was no hope. If she stayed in Moab, and she made up her mind right then and there. Oh, Naomi, wherever you go, that's where I want to go. Wherever you lodge, that's where I want to lodge. I'm going to go with you, no matter where you are. Listen, I don't know what you're holding on to today, but the Lord told me to tell you, the church is going home. Are you going with it? Amen. The church, as I'm leaving out one day, are you going with it? What are you leaning on? What are you holding to? That's going to keep you here. That'll make you turn around and walk away from the only hope that you have. I'm going to take my time. Is that all right? Joe, Naomi's going home. Amen. Naomi's leaving. Ruth made up in her mind, you ain't going without me. Oh, where's the days when people had a zeal and a longing? And wherever God was, that's where they wanted to be. Oh, we're in a time, Boyd Hobson, where you go down the road. Amen. Everybody's got their mind on the things of this world. They got their mind on Moab. They got their thoughts on Moab. But honey, Naomi's a leaving. Amen. Naomi's a moving out. She done got word from yonder world that the Lord's a visiting his people. And there's a day of coming, honey, when Naomi's gonna pack her bags and leave this walk of life. Amen. Naomi's going home. Are you going with her? I'm going to be plain. Is that all right? These people sitting in this building, you sitting under the power of God. You sitting under it this morning. You sit under it service after service. And one of the, if you don't make things right, Naomi's going to leave you where you are. If you don't get it nailed down in your heart, amen. If you don't get things in here right with that man up there, oh, he ain't going. Dust and Naomi didn't leave Orpha. Orpha turned around and walked back to Moab. He's not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance.
deserves. If you die and go to hell, you can't blame him. He did everything he could to give you hope and give you life. It's a free choice. You can choose life and live, or death and die. Oh, he loved us so much. And you know how Naomi got home? She wasn't walking no goat trails. She didn't have to beat the brush out of the path on her way. That road from Moab to Bethlehem, honey, was wide. Are y'all hearing me? What's that mean? Somebody done made the way. Oh, thank you, Lord. I believe if you could see it, Ron Bailey, it was just about a straight shot. Amen. From Bethlehem unto Moab. Amen. Straight as the gate, and there's a way, and few there be that find it. You still believe that today? But Naomi's going home. Are you going with her? Here was Naomi on that beaten trail. Praise the Lord. I don't want to make you shout that I ain't having to knock them drawers down to get the glory. Y'all hearing me? I ain't having to go on this way with a bush axe. Hey, you better beat the brush off. Wait, old Thomas, I am the way of the truth. And the lie. How you gonna make it? All because of him. That's how I'll get there. How did Naomi know the way? How did Naomi know how to get to Bethlehem? Well, you can make the argument that she had been there before. Yeah, ma'am, but she is living so long down in Moab. Bethlehem had just become like a dreamer. Can you see little old Ruth and Orpha gathered up around him and Naomi's skirt tail? Naomi would tell them tales about days gone by. She'd tell them stories about how great it was down in Bethlehem. Are y'all hearing me? That's all I'm trying to do today. I ain't making up no fairy tales. There's a city over yonder. I'm not made with human hands. Thank God that same place that Abraham was looking for, I'm looking for right now. But Naomi's going home. Are you going with her? Amen. Regardless of man's arguments, regardless of man's end time beliefs, Naomi's going home. Whether people say, hey man, that he's going to call the church and leave the rest, whether people say that he's going to call the church, the rest's going to be burned up. No matter how they look at it, no matter how they see, hey man, there's one thing that's going to happen. The church is going home. I've said this, and I'm going to reiterate it. They've argued so much, Dustin McMahon, over the coming of the Lord. They've argued he's going to come on a white horse. He's going to do this. There's one thing I know. He's coming. They've argued about it so much, they forgot that point. He's coming. He's coming. You believe that? Who's he coming for, Aaron McKinney? Don't get too excited. Who's he coming for? One of these days, hallelujah, he's going to step off that throne for the last time. Yeah, man, the Father is going to say, son, go get him. And when he steps out, he's a coming for Naomi, for the church. Thank God. Oh, I don't know how many is going to go out in that day. There's hope in my soul. I'll get to go. I'll get to see him. I'll get to behold him. Naomi's going home. Are you going with? Orpha had the same chance Ruth did. Orpha had the same opportunity that Ruth had. There's people screaming in hell right now that died and went to hell sitting on a church pew. Preacher, that's too plain. That's the truth. There's people screaming in hell, young, old, middle-aged, teenagers. They're screaming in hell right now. They used to sing in the choir. That when Naomi would raise her hand, they'd raise their hand. When Naomi would pray, they'd pray. But that one thing was gone. Are y'all with me? That's not what the brother told us the other night. Here come that rich young ruler. Up to Jesus, what can I do to have eternal life? What can I do? He said, well, just keep the commandments. He said, oh, I've done all that. I've sat on the pew down there at Cherith Brook. I've done that, Lord. I've shut the preacher's hand, told him how good that the message was on Sunday morning. I've done all that, Jesus. Everybody all right? I've done all that. He said, one thing thou hast. What was he meaning? Leave everything in Moab. Oh, one thing you're lacking. Sell all you have. Give to the poor. Take up your cross and come and follow me. That's the only way to go with Naomi is to sell out to the world. It's to sell out. Oh, it's done been said. Amen. From several this morning, how this world is not their home. Praise the Lord. If I felt comfortable in this world, something would be wrong. But the longer I'm in this way, the more I see and realize, honey, she's getting ready to reel like a drunk man. The more I'm looking in Moab and seeing the evil that's going on, I can look at Naomi every day, Aaron, and say, let's go on home. Preacher, that scares me. If you ain't right, that I'll scare you. Cause, honey, there's a day. Lost, saved, found, or free. Ready or not, Naomi's going home. How did Naomi know she was leaving? Somebody told her. This blessed old book that I hold in my hand is true from beginning to end. How do you know Naomi's leaving? He told me. He told me. Everybody all right? Amen. You believe in Naomi's going home? Are you going with her? Are you going with her? Oh, God help us. We're leaving, honey. Oh, can I tell you, child of God, if you're saved and where you need to be with the Lord, you ought to now just let go of everything in this life. I'm talking about homes. I'm talking about jobs. I'm talking about money. I know you got to work to live. I know you got to support your family. Oh, but you tell Alan, you tell him, young ones, honey, we're just a passing through. Oh, Dustin, you tell that boy, this ain't where you belong. Daddy, we ain't millionaires. I know. Everybody all right? Yeah. Oh, got the finest cars and the biggest house I know. But let me tell you what I do for them. Well, I got a home over yonder. With hands. I got a place over there that I ain't ever seen but alone to be there. Honey, Naomi's leaving. Are you going with? It's going to get good in a minute. And if there's any God in you, you'll stand to your feet and shout one. Orpha kissed her and left. That's how close she got to making it out of there. She kissed her on the cheek and turned around and went back to Moab. Some of you, I look, God give me liberty, I'd call names. Say, some of you in this very building right now, you've got so close that you could reach out and touch it. And you're going to turn around and walk back into Moab and die in that place. Am I wrong? Oh my God, help us. Naomi's going home. Naomi's going home. Are you going with her? Orpha turned and went back home. Headed back to Moab. Naomi looked at Ruth. Going back with her. Ruth said, Go on back to Moab, Ruth. You ever heard that before? Go back out in the world, Jeff Mundy. It ain't worth it. Oh, turn around and go back. I've heard Naomi talk too much about that place. I've heard too many tales about that glory world. I want to go. Thank God, I already told you how you're going to make it. Not in Charlie. How you going to make it in Charlie's good news? Oh, but all because he is. What's that song? Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds tomorrow. I ought to get tired. I get to go with Naomi because of him. Well, you pray for my voice. Here they started out. Somebody might have said, Ruth, why do you want to leave a place you know to journey off to a place you ain't ever been? What if it ain't what you thought it was, Ruth? Ruth, I believe that, I mean, she would have said this. That's a chance I'm willing to take. If there is no heaven, Michael, if there's no streets of gold, if there's no mansions built, if there's no walls of jasper, just to have him on this side. Oh, y'all with me? If there's no heavenly choir, oh, just to know that I've had a friend to walk with, that I've had somebody to go with, I believe I'll stay on this way. If all it is just one light shining, and that light being Jesus, and there's nothing else in glory, I say even come quickly. Hey, but come on and get me. Naomi's going home. Orpha couldn't let go of some things. I'm going to change gears. I'm going to talk to the church here for just a minute. Orpha couldn't let go of some things. Orpha, I believe that she could have spent her life, boy, from here to there, from here to there. She couldn't let go of some stuff.
She couldn't let go of everything she had heard in Moab to believe that Naomi was right in going to Bethlehem. Y'all with me?
There's a lot of church people with that. You cannot let go of what some old, amen, what some other preacher told you. What Papa said. What Mama said. Amen. How Uncle lives. What they do and where they went. You cannot let go of that long enough to see Naomi's going home. Some people are too that's lost. And if you're one of them, amen. God help me to make it plain to you. Amen. You can use the excuse, well, you've watched people, church people, and you've seen how they've lived and the things that they've done, and it's hindered you. And you said, if that's how it is going with Naomi, I'd rather stay in Moab. That's not how it is going with Naomi. That's how it is in Moab. The church, honey, that's walking along with Naomi, she looks like a church. She acts like a church. She dresses like a church. She's not a hypocrite. She don't say one thing and do something else. The ones going with Naomi, honey, look like they belong with Naomi. Right. You holler amen to that. Amen. Let me say this. There's just one Naomi. Regardless whether it says Baptist, Free Will Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist, Independent, missionary, fundamental, but no matter what's on the sign, there's one Naomi. There's one church that God's going to call for. Go with me. People get too caught up in that foolishness. Amen. Get too caught up in that. Preacher, what do you believe that? If it gets outside of this, amen. If it's in this, whether I'm sitting in a Free Will church, a Baptist church, a Holiness church, Presbyterian church, if it comes out of this, praise the Lord. But if it's not of this, I don't care what's on the sign, it's not part of Naomi. That's right. God's church, Naomi, is in one mind and one accord. Sure, Naomi and Ruth might have had a few things that they didn't see eye to eye on, but in the big picture of things, they were united. Y'all hearing me? There was no division between Ruth and Naomi. I believe, amen, that it went much like this. Amen, that when Naomi, whatever she said, Ruth said, yes, Naomi. Y'all with me? Where's the days when whatever this said was the standard? That used to be it. When this Bible was the guidelines, was the now. Now, people, they hear one thing that they don't agree with. One thing that they don't see eye to eye on. Amen. They're down the road trying to find another Naomi. There's one Naomi. That's right. Praise the Lord. Ruth, yes, Naomi. Naomi could have said, Ruth, that dress needs to be just a little bit longer. Yes, Naomi. Ruth, you ought not go that way. Yes, Naomi. Why? That was the standard. It don't change from me to you, does it? It's the same. Can I say I'm glad I'm part of Naomi?
It's not a club. It's not a clique. It's not a group of people. Naomi is a functioning body. That's how I know that there's only one Naomi, because there's only one head. And that one head's Christ. And if he's not the head, it's dead. He's not the head, it's not Naomi. I'm not throwing stones at any other churches or buildings, but there's one Naomi. There's people that have walked out of this place. See our sign, say, why in the world does it say that? Thank God. Amen. It's better to see something going than it is coming. God ain't the author of confusion. There's one Lord, one God, one mediator between God and man. The man, Christ Jesus. I'm going to tell you again, church, there's one Naomi. There's just one. Now, Naomi is up here on George's Fork. That's part of her. But you go up and down these hills and hollers, Naomi's scattered just around everywhere. Praise the Lord. I'm glad, listen, if you got in your mind where the only ones that's right, you're wrong. God's got Naomi's everywhere. Why? There's Ruth everywhere that needs somebody to fall into and make it whole. The self-righteous crowd that thumb their galluses and feel like they're the only ones who know Jesus. Don't, if you feel that way, shame on you. Shame on you. God works here same as he does up on South Toe. On the other side of Burnsville, Tennessee, South Carolina. Oh, I'm glad that God is able to have Naomi's everywhere. Naomi's going home. Are you going with her? I won't be long. Is that all right? I'm going to get back to that in a minute with the help of the Lord. Let me tell you what Naomi does. She cares more about Ruth and getting home than she does anything else. Are y'all hearing me? Naomi cares more, amen, about helping Ruth make it home than anything else in this world. What happened to the days when we'd set our faults and our affections upon things above? You know why there ain't a whole lot of people getting saved? There ain't no love coming out of Naomi. You know what? And it ain't Naomi. But amen, but they calling themselves Naomi. You know what they do today? Amen. With a lost man or a woman, they look down their nose at them. I've said this 1,000 times and I'll go out and say it again. Outside the grace of God, that's where I'd be. I can't look down my nose at them. I was there one day. Thank God Naomi showed compassion on me. Are y'all hearing me? Thank Naomi's going home. Are you going with it? Well, they started that way. On that journey home, maybe for a while, Christian, it that long and dusty road that the seals even sung about this morning. Maybe it got to a place and Ruth was wore out and weary. Naomi, we almost there. Y'all are dying on me. We almost there, Naomi. I seen the altar used this morning. I believe it, amen. But there's some of you saying, Lord, we almost there. I'm eating dust. It's getting long. I'm getting weary. Are we almost there? But thank God for the reassurance. And weeping may endure for a night. But joy cometh in the morning.
I find myself there a lot. Naomi, we almost there. I can feel something move down within me. And I know I'm getting closer all the time. There's still hope. You can still get on. You can still follow along behind Naomi. There's still hope. Well, you think, hey man, you're as nasty as Ruth was, a Moabite woman, unworthy and undeserving. They look and see Naomi and Ruth coming a ways off from Bethlehem. Here they went. And may not believe that went over your head. One of these days, the Lord's going to look and see Naomi and Ruth are coming from a ways. And he ain't going to wait on us to come to him. He's going to come to us. And as unworthy even as Naomi was, everybody looked and said, ain't this Naomi? Hey, just Naomi. Naomi said, don't call me Naomi, call me Mara. I ain't worthy to hold that title. You worthy to be a part of the church this morning? Are you worthy to hold the title of a child of God? Are you worthy to have the love that he's bestowed upon us? I'm not. But thank God I'm glad when I walk into that city. He ain't going to be standing there telling me how unworthy, how low down, how evil I am. He's going to wrap them big old arms around me and say, welcome home. And they own me. Oh, my. You. That ought to move some hearts. That ought to move some souls. To know as evil as you are, as unworthy as you are, there's a day when he looks at you. He ain't going to see your evil. He ain't going to see your sin. Who's he going to see? Jesus. I'm longing for that day. I'll leave this with you and I'm done.